Hey, what's up, everybody? How's everybody doing? We are the AmeriMe Junkies. Starting off with this strapping young man to my left.
Yo. Hey, everybody. Demon Engine here. How are you guys doing? Forgive me. It's taking me a while to fire off one of our pistons. But let's introduce, you know, the queen herself.
Mm-hmm. Hey, y'all. Hi guys, it's your girl Queen Nick here. Hashtag Queen Nick. Hashtag shop shop at T-Fire. T-Fire.company. T-Fire.company. I'm actually thinking about changing the domain, you guys, and shortening that to like serpentinefire.co. I already bought it, but I just haven't changed it yet. Do you think that would be a good idea?
And don't forget Real Talk with Queen Nick.
Oh yeah. Tonight at 9 p.m. tonight, join us live on my platform at www.queennick.art.
And of course, I'm Corey Saltz, True Floyd. We are the AmeriMe Junkies. And today we're going to be talking about the Falcon and Winter Soldier.
The Falcon and Captain America. Oh, no, Captain America and Winter Soldier. No.
Real smooth, real smooth.
Look.
Right. Sam still, even though Sam was like a main character, he definitely still felt like a side character. He was giving side character vibes,
character-y vibes. That's because he was a side character. The real character was racism.
Today we're going to be discussing the series that just ended on last week on Disney Plus. It was 6 episodes. I hope you guys were everyone watched it because we're going to be talking about it today. So if this episode is not for you, I suggest you check out our last episode with Critical Shot Studio, which is, of course, available on all of our podcasting platforms. But meanwhile, back at the ranch.
I love the back at the ranch.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, the show literally starts off sometime after the blip, and it doesn't recognize anything that's happened in WandaVision, so we're not sure where exactly it sits in the timeline.
It probably is right after Steve gave him the shield.
I'd like to think that as well. I can't really argue that. What do you think, Engine?
Probably. It might actually, you know, be during the same time. She was off holding America hostage without anyone really knowing, so.
Yeah, I don't know if you call America. Spoilers, it's just New Jersey.
She was holding New Jersey. You should have been watched it. The fuck?
Don't judge me, okay? I'm busy. I do stuff.
Sam got the shield, so we were kind of expecting him to, like, you know, just pick up the mantle and, you know, be the new Captain America. But
no. Not all of us were expecting that shit, because I surely was not.
I mean, I was.
Like, I understand what he said, why he said what he said when he said it felt like this belongs to someone else. This is not mine, because at the end of the day, let's be real, he's a black man. Like, really? Stars and Stripes? For real? Really? The same motherfucker that actually subject? Like, really? We really want to go? Like, come on, guys. I'm sorry to sound like Mr. Dr. Umar, but niggas, come on.
Look, at the end of the day, we built and bled. We built, fought, and bled for this country. This is very much our country as well as anyone else's.
I'm not debating that part at all. What I'm debating is prancing around like a goddamn mascot for these motherfuckers. No.
Because that's exactly what they originally wanted for Steve. And subsequently, that's what they did with John Walker. Who, let me say it right now, he was beautifully played by Wyatt Russell. I liked his portrayal. I hate the character, but I love the actor. There's a big difference, everybody.
I didn't like his character at all. Very egotistical, very much, very, very much screaming, like, pure definition of white male privilege.
The character, I mean, that's exactly kind of what the character was. So it was on, it was accurate.
On brand, I guess. On brand, yeah. I just, like, and then on top of that, the fact that you did not have any faith in this black man and his ability to do what he does, because he's a fucking Avenger, you are not, sir. And for him to just kind of, like, try and take over, and then the shit go wrong, and now you're, like, spoiler alert.
Before we even get to that part, though, what pissed me off was, it was like, yo, it was like, what, 2 days later after he donated the shield to the museum?
2 days later.
I mean, they didn't even wait. They were like, oh, word? Got it. Got it. And like, I'm sure the U.S. government was like, you know that actually belongs to us, right? Which it doesn't.
It really doesn't.
But that's
it belongs
to
Wakanda.
But they
and
allow
that was
it.
Another thing. The Dora Milaje is like, yo, that? Yo, I was so here for that. Because I felt like somebody needed to kick his ass and shut him the fuck up. Because he just, like, the ego was just doing too much for me.
I was so confused by him because I was like, you're very arrogant for a guy who catches a lot of L's.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how can you be so arrogant and you just got here? Like, you literally just got here and you already, like, no, it's not.
That sounds like the average American, though. Very cocky and ego to be catching all the males.
Yeah, and like the way they rolled up on Sam and Bucky, it was like, hey man, we should all team up. It was like, we don't know you, man.
We don't even need you. You don't have superpowers. Bye.
It was like, we don't. Pretty much, shut up, Meg.
Right. Like, you don't even have superpowers. Bye. You're like literally the Batman of Marvel right now. Get out of here.
Like when the Black Bull said his name was Battlestar, he was like, wait, Battlestar? I'm out. He's like, nah, I'm not doing this.
No, I know, right? Like, fucking Bucky was like, I draw the line of Battlestar. Now, my question is this, though. Could that have been just related to when he was playing Battlestar against that girl that he liked?
Ooh, that's good.
Because remember when they were playing or whatever, as soon as she started talking about the old man, you know, since losing his son.
They were playing Battleship, though.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Tomato.
But actually, that's a great point to bring up, though, because in those first couple episodes, we definitely had to, they had to address Bucky, because I mean, his history is messed up.
Not worse than Isaiah Bradley. I'm really pissed off at that one.
We'll jump to that in a moment. You're jumping very forward. And I'm all for it. I'm just like,
fine. From episode one.
I want to do a compare and contrast between the two right now. Because I'm like, now Isaiah Bradley, go ahead. I'm go ahead. Take
Isaiah. First black super soldier. But well before Steve Rogers became a fucking thing. That was when they figured out how it worked.
That was why he was under on ice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it while he was on ice?
Yes.
Well, I find it interesting that they kind of like made it sound similar to the Tuskegee experiments, where they told them that they were giving them a certain type of medicine or whatever the case was, and
they
and it wasn't what they said it was. it was something else. And so I find that to be very interesting.
Well, no, that was actually right on the button. That was actually right on the button. I mean, I feel like they could have just rolled with it and said it was the Tuskegee experiments, but that might have been a little too much
because yeah, they gave them in syphilis, so no,
yeah,
they weren't trying to. There would be more backlash for that, actually.
Oh, trust me, this show did receive a good amount of backlash. In episode two, where Sam actually got stopped by the cops.
That whole situation really bothered me because I don't like the fact that this is being normalized, like the profiling. And it took them a minute to realize who they were talking to, like both of them. And I'm like, you telling me you don't see their faces
being on TV? Normalized.
Well, what I'm saying is it's being normalized on screen.
What do you mean being? It's been normalized.
Yeah, I mean, it's
been ain't done doing nothing, but
it's been done on television quite some time now. The last one I remember was actually Terry Crews' character on Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and his character was actually a cop.
But that's also a cop.
Comedy drama, but yeah. But comedy. Ironically,
all of it imitates life.
But ironically, at that point, a lot of people say that the episode actually stopped being watched by a large portion of the audience.
Which is understandable because it's like, yo, I deal with black trauma on a day-to-day basis. I don't really, like, can we have something whereas we don't have to deal with black trauma? Like, goddamn.
But
like, I'm trying to figure out though. Oh wait, no, I'm not even gonna go there because that's way down the line. Never mind.
I mean, we'll get to that. In the first episode, we realized that despite being an Avenger, he couldn't even get a business loan.
Honestly, I feel like they just went to the wrong bank.
I honestly think he should have just called Pepper Potts.
That too.
Called Pepper Potts and also told that guy to go fuck off when he asked for a selfie. Like, really?
Right. Well, here's the thing. He denied them for the loan after he took the selfie.
Right.
Oh, no.
And then asked him to pose and do the wing. Like, the entitlement. Mm.
Now here's the crazy thing about Isaiah's Captain America. They took him to prison for the exact same thing Steve Rogers did in the first Captain America movie, to the T.
Yep.
And it was just
funny,
like,
how that worked.
Yeah.
Funny, but how I ain't laughing. Word. Right.
I ain't laughing.
Not at all. Definitely
now,
not laughing
matter. Now, and what he did and what he endured was absolutely horrible. The experiments, the fact that they wouldn't even let him contact his wife. He couldn't even write her a letter.
She had to fake his death. She literally had to fake his death. Well, no. It was because of her that they faked his death. Now, she died while he was still in prison, but she tried to get him out. And because she, guess is she probably had connections or whatever, and she ended up dying before he got out, but they finally were able to get him out. They never said when she died. They just said she died before he got out of prison. You know what I'm saying? So she probably died right before he got out of prison, because she was the one that got him out. He said there was a nurse who faked my death, and she was a nurse.
I wonder who. Like, I wish I knew who the nurse was.
She was the nurse. His wife was the nurse.
His wife. I didn't realize that part. I didn't think they actually said that. I must have missed that clue. Sorry.
It was said in the dialogue. He said there was a nurse who took pity on me and faked my death. And, you know, this is her. Like, that was my wife.
Hmm.
So, I mean, she did what she had to do. My guess is they probably killed her for it.
Mm.
It's not unheard of. You know, he said yeah, himself. Yeah. He was like, "If you, as soon as you marry me, I'll be dead in less than a day." You know what I'm saying? I also feel like Bucky was being hella selfish. He was like, I felt like that was like so very self-centered of him to make the decision that Sam made, like of him to take the decision that Sam made about something that Sam was given and make it all about himself. Like, that shit really pissed me off. I'm like, nigga, you is so super, super, super self-centered right now. Like, this had nothing to do with you at all, but you made it about you.
That's and on the other side of it, that's where the Winter Soldier definitely had a lot of fucked up shit going on in his mind, because one he got a pardon from the government because
motherfucker not grateful for his blessings. Like, yo, hold be grateful on. For what you got.
Yo, hold on.
He Jeez. Doesn't, but that's the thing. He doesn't have anything. Literally,
it doesn't.
Excuse me, you have your freedom, Isaiah Bradley.
Hold on. Just have, okay, hold on.
Nico,
you didn't get a pardon.
Hold on, Nico. Hold on. Let me say my piece. He really doesn't have anything. Like, he's literally riddled by the nightmares of his past, things he literally had no control over, and now he's thinking he's making amends by trying to fix and undo things that the Winter Soldier has done. His thought process is very limited.
So what the hell did he do on Wakanda other than get a robotic arm?
Well,
that's all I'm saying. Because they clearly were talking to him. They clearly liked him. And T'Challa clearly showed him some type of grace and had to have been talking to this man. My question is, you learned nothing the entire time you were in Wakanda?
Well, you also notice that a lot of the time in Wakanda, it looked like he also lived by himself.
He was by himself majority of the time in Wakanda. He was by himself.
Now they did free his mind from that Manchurian candidate stuff, saying the words, and all of a sudden he becomes a drone. I mean, he's right now, for the most part, he's still a prisoner in his own mind. And one of the great details I noticed about it, and I literally went back and watched the Winter Soldier to make analysis. The Winter Soldier always used his bionic hand as his strong hand, because it was. Bucky did not like using his bionic hand. Almost everything he did with his right hand.
Yeah, because he's right-handed. He said that.
No, he's not right-handed. He just refused to recognize.
No, that's literally what he said. He said, sometimes I forget it's there because I'm right-handed. He said that.
And the Winter Soldier, is left-handed then.
More than likely. Or he was just trained that way to, you know.
But as the show went on, he started embracing himself and started using his left hand more.
I mean, yeah, to keep from, you know, sudden death. I'm pretty sure that's just like
just in everyday stuff. Like, he saw Sam was having trouble on the boat because he wasn't strong enough to lift something. Bucky came over, used that bionic hand. It was like, all right, here you go.
Like, he might, Bucky himself might be, you know, what's it?
Bucky's right-handed.
Yeah, Bucky himself might be right-handed. The Winter Soldier, however, is definitely left-handed. That's the reason why he got the arm. He's programmed to mostly use that arm. So him not wanting to use that arm on top of being right-handed is because he doesn't want to sit there and constantly look at the fact that, like, yeah. It's like a constant reminder of who he was.
Like when Zemo scooped him up and took him to that that Forbidden City, he had to act like the Winter Soldier. So when he had to fight those guys, it was left hand first. and he just had to look in his face like, God, I just want to kill you. Now, we need to talk about the Flag Smashers.
So everybody thought that these people were terrible people and terrorists, but for real, all you're doing is just giving these people labels, when in reality, here's the thing, they've been here for the last 5 years, so you're moving these people out after they have just finally were able to settle and have peace and whatever else, and now you want to move the old, like, everybody who came back. Like, why are you displacing the people that are already that have been there and settled? You know what I mean? It's 5 years. You telling me after 5 years you're gonna make these people leave their homes? Like, that's really fucked up. That's really fucked up. That's literally what fucking America did to the Native Americans. Literally.
What troubled me the most was their leader, Carly, because her plan really did.
Young
Khaleesi
vibes.
Okay, yeah, I can see that. Because
Young Khaleesi vibes.
Because I mean, it's their plan really didn't have much of a no pun intended, end game.
Here's the thing. The idea was just to be heard and just to get the message out. And at the end of the day, I don't disagree with her, and neither the fuck is Sam. Sam didn't even disagree with her there, because it was just like, yo, these people are literally being pushed out of their homes, the homes that they made home 5 years ago. It's not their fault that now all of a sudden these fucking people just decided to reappear. And at the end of the day, no, you should be finding places for these other, for the blip motherfuckers to go. Find somewhere else for them to go, because forcing people out of their homes was never going to be a good idea. It was never going to work. I don't know why they thought that that shit was a good idea to begin with. Why? Because most of the people in power were blipped. That's why.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the only reason why. I guarantee you, it wasn't no officials and whatnot, and they weren't blipped, I can guarantee you that they would have just found somewhere for those other people to go. Who came back after 5 years. But because it was motherfuckers in power, they wanted to resume what was going on, and instead of telling them, nah, that's not how we do things anymore, that's just not what we're doing, they decided to try to regress back to some shit that just wasn't it. And so, of course, you're going to get pushback from people because you set the tone for this shit 5 years ago. You set the tone, you set the expectation, you put the shit out there, you put an action plan in place. You got these people together, you allowed these people to move into these homes, to these places, and everything else. And now that these people have just, you know, reappeared out of existence, you trying to give them back all the stuff that they had? Nah, they got to start over. Make these motherfuckers start over. Because guess what? You just got here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's not fair. And I don't disagree with Carly's reasoning or feeling like that. Because at the end of the day, from her perspective, it's like, yo, we were here already. We never left.
I just know that Carly was starting to lose her followers at a certain, especially in that finale.
Once she told them we got to be prepared to die, everybody was like, hold on.
That's because everyone is prepared to change the world, but not everyone's prepared to become a martyr. Because not everybody can think past themselves when it comes to a situation.
This guy right here gets it.
Well, here's the thing. That's the thing about war. You got to know your soldiers. And since she didn't know her soldiers well enough, you know what I mean? The people who were prepared to die and prepared to become a martyr died. to allow them to escape and to allow them to do stuff.
But I do have a question though. Did Zemo have a point when he went in his little in his speech about why the super serum shouldn't exist? I think he kind of raised the point, and then on top of that, John Walker just kind of reinstated.
That's exactly what Zemo said. That's exactly what became. Like, at the end of the day, there was a reason why they were very selective. The guy who originally came up with the formula was selective about who should get the serum. Because
it was a question of character.
And exactly what Lamar said to him. Are. He said, power just makes you more of who you already are. Mm-hmm. The thing is,
so if you were a dick Lamar before you got power, you're going to be a dick after you get power.
Right. So Lamar was blinded by the friendship to not see some of the egotistical, some of the condescension and microaggressions, because, you know, he's known this man his whole life. So he's a little too close to the situation to be able to see it as a whole. You get what I'm saying?
I feel like he saw it. He just ignored it because they were starting to talk about something that happened during during a war. And he was like, yeah, man, that was wartime. I'm like, yeah, but sounds like the war is still going on in one of y'all's heads.
Right. And he didn't even notice that. There was no, like, you get what I'm saying? And even he was like, oh, would you take the serum? He's like, hell yeah, because we could have used that back in X, Y, and T and Z time. But at the same token, it's like, no, like, y'all, neither one of y'all need that shit. Because clearly, like he said, power makes you more of who you are. He's like, you make good decisions in the heat of battle. Does he though? Because he was ready to, like, toward the end, he was ready to kill Carly and say, fuck the people. He really was. Like, he really, like, he, the fact that he had to think about it. The fact that he had to think about it. The fact that that was even a thought. Shows right there, he does not deserve to wear the Steve Rogers mantle.
Yeah, it also put a spotlight on just how you shouldn't idolize, idolize people so quickly.
Exactly. And here's the thing, they bought him out on a dog and pony show. Hey guys.
Literally.
Look at our new pony.
Yep. I'm just
look
like
at our new
like,
pony.
I'm
yes,
like, you're signing autographs. I'm like, who are you? Like, who are you?
Did you even save anybody yet? Like, what?
Yeah.
And they think just because he's a military dude, that means that he's qualified. And I'm just like, no.
Side note, if I had the super serum, the first thing I'm doing is making thirst trap.
Oh, let me be clear. I also made a prediction, and I was completely
see me on
right.
TikTok. Doing what Steve was doing in one of the movies, just sitting there prying logs open for no goddamn reason. I'm making this trap content.
Oh Lord. What were you saying, Neek?
I made a prediction early in the season. Yep, I made this prediction and I was right.
What was it?
I said that Sharon was the power broker.
Yeah.
I knew it kind of quick.
I feel like they gave that away a lot earlier than they think they did.
Yeah, because of the fact that, like, y'all are in this space where all of these original art pieces are.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just like,
She's been doing all this trading and hustling. She has all this money. Like,
and the second she was speaking French, I was like, yo, she talking to that boy. The butt rock.
But yeah, so like, okay, so for me, right, I saw that he was, like, Bucky was definitely trying to get his life together. You know, I do appreciate that, but, like, I didn't think it was fair for him to put that on Falcon. Like, that wasn't even fair.
No, it wasn't fair. I agree with that.
You know what I mean?
But the funny thing is, Bucky's life is Bucky's life to an extent is attached to that shield.
When did they make it known that Zemo blew up the UN and killed T'Challa's father?
Oh no, that's why he was. After they found out, they found that out in Civil War.
Did they? I need to go.
Yeah, that's why he was. That's why he was in prison.
He kind of looks a lot like Bucky.
Hmm.
He kind of looks a lot like Bucky.
Zemo?
Yeah, like without his hair being all smoothed over and combed over and shit with the gel. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry. White men look the same. I said it. I fucking said it.
Sometimes they do, Nico. Sometimes.
You ever notice that a lot of the young white cops, they always have the same fucking haircut, that same dumbass haircut?
Yeah.
You know which one I'm talking about. Mm. Exactly. Exactly. Mm. Exactly. Mm. Same difference. So, like, I don't know.
I definitely think that something is gonna happen to Isaiah, and his son is gonna end up getting the powers.
Yeah, but like, how is that gonna work? Because he was we've never seen that the super soldier serum is passed on hereditarily. But
no, it's not. It's not. It's not the super soldier serum is not hereditary. But it can be transferred through blood transfusions.
Oh, so you think it might be something like along the lines of like them?
Well, since now it's public knowledge that there was a black Captain America, there might be an assassination attempt.
If that's the case.
No, because remember, they faked his death, so they think he's dead.
Yeah, but look, eventually. Eventually, the truths do come to light in some circles, and now that we have Madame Hydra being introduced in Julia Louise Dreyfus,
she is?
Yes.
Because I was trying to figure out what the hell are you doing here? Because she looks a lot like Tina Fey.
Elaine does not look like Tina Fey.
She does. Don't be fooled what you say. She does, because I thought that's exactly who the fuck that was, and it kind of made me laugh. They look alike. I don't give a fuck what you say. Corey, I will pull up a side-by-side.
Go ahead. Pull up a side. I implore you to.
Okay.
I implore you to, because you are wrong on that front.
How? Like I said, they all look alike. A lot of them look alike to me, because Zooey Deschanel and Katy Perry look like they came from the same daddy.
True.
Facts.
Won't argue that.
Wait, no, it's her. It's Katy Perry, Zooey Deschanel, and there's another one who looks
Emily
like
Emily Deschanel.
No, I don't think it's Emily. It's another one. It's the somebody one else that's played unrelated. Bones. No. It's another one that's unrelated though to either of them. Hold on, I'm still looking up this Tina Fey joint.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the other chick name?
Julia Louise Dreyfus.
Yeah, like they definitely look alike.
My God, they're so dope. Okay, Nico.
Wait, no, I literally pulled up the.
Sure. Okay.
Hold on.
Mm-hmm. Okadoko.
Boom.
Okadoko. Sure.
Hold on.
But
damn, is there a way for me to turn around, like turn my camera around?
Mhm. There's camera settings. Are you on your phone?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Well, I don't know how to do it from the phone.
Yeah, I got nothing. They don't.
They do.
They.
The nose, the chin.
They don't.
They don't.
They really do.
Tina Fey has large elf ears.
Fucking knife here.
Like Tina Fey looks like a whole Karen. They don't.
They do.
Tina Fey looks like she calls the manager on a regular. Julia Louise Dreyfus looks like she'll say, "I have a black boyfriend."
They look
I mean, that's kind of the same energy. I'm not gonna lie.
It is. It really is. That's what Corey
does. It's kind of the, like that's kind of the same energy.
All I'm saying is that's what I see.
Let me speak to your manager, and I have a black boyfriend. Feel like the same energy. Like
they definitely are the same energy.
It has a certain. It has a certain level of like entitlement to it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Ownership almost.
Okay.
But either way, you know
this
what
is
mean?
The conversation like, we're having. You can, meanwhile, you can trust
I know. I'm afraid of white women. I can tell you this.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch.
All right. So, like during the episode, right? But right before the door, Malaje, you know, came in, you know, started whooping at us.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, why is a black man always the one keeping the peace? Like, I don't understand. Like, why?
Because at the end of the day, Sam was trying to get back to his sister and his nephews. Everybody else in the room ain't got nobody to go home to.
Well, it's just like, yeah, but... Like, they grown. All I'm saying is they grown. Like, grown people.
I like,
grown.
Sam the only one that got a real family to go back to.
And like, you know Bucky, how Sarah kept smiling.
Bucky got an Asian man that he hangs out with that he didn't tell for the longest time that he killed his son. He was like, oh, this is a nice friendship. It sucks I killed your son.
I mean, I did notice how Sarah was smiling at Bucky.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, nah, stay with my sister. And I'm like, they grown. So more than likely she gonna ride the white wolf. Okay, she gonna say him right.
Worst case scenario, Bucky gonna be like, "What you gonna do? Fight me?" He's like, exactly.
"You can't even fight." Can we put this out there?
Whoa, Bucky can't fight. First off, he actually can fight. He can fight, but look who he was fighting against.
Taking L's the entire like, yo, literally, Cat broke. Like John Walker broke his wings and was just like, "Fuck your wings, dude."
Oh, you mean like, Super Serum John Walker? Yeah,
even
before the Super Serums, though, like these were just regular motherfuckers.
No, they were not.
No, they weren't.
The Dormilaje are not super soldiers, and they all got their asses handed to them by them.
First off, I honestly believe. So stop me if I'm wrong. I think all Wakandans are built stronger and faster than everybody else just because they were born around vibranium.
Okay.
In the Black Panther
fair.
Movie,
no,
Claw
fair.
Uses
Fair point.
Yeah.
Fair point.
Claw literally shot at a truck and destroyed the entire truck, but Okoye was perfectly fine.
I mean,
yeah, like
I was so here for John Walker getting his ego crushed and smashed like that.
No.
I was super here for it because the condescension, the ego, like he deserved exactly what he got. He got his ass handed to him, and they weren't even super soldiers.
Yo, when he put his hand on his shoulder, I was like,
"I'm Captain America."
Is it just
motherfucker? This is not America. That title don't mean shit here. I don't.
Right? She like Dormilaje has jurisdiction wherever the fuck we go. Problem. She was like I felt like she should have said partner at the end because I felt that energy. You know what I mean? She was carrying some victim energy. I was here for it.
Yo, I felt Colonel Steak Meter from the Boondocks. Like, what you gonna do?
No! Right. No! Like, yeah, exactly that. You know what I mean? So, was it just me who noticed that the A on his costume looked like a Masonic symbol?
A little bit.
Okay, I thought it was just me. Like, no, I'm not saying anything more than that. I just noticed that the A on his costume was more like a, you know, the Masonic symbol. But he couldn't win on his own. He's not even a good fighter.
No, because you know why? In the first episode, he actually beat up Batroc. He fought like when he was going against a regular human, yeah, he can fight. But after that, it was super soldier, super soldier, super soldier, super soldier.
But you cat, you supposed to be cat. You talked all this big shit like you was carrying a big dick. Come to find out, you got a little Rihanna sausage.
John Walker, I was just like, yo, and now they're setting him up to become the U.S. agent. God, that's gonna be so weird. I'm pretty sure they're going to be trying to introduce the Thunderbolts soon as well. I wonder if he'll be incorporated into that. The Thunderbolts were villains, but I feel like they're going to become more of a government sanctioned Avengers, if you will.
All right, yeah, so we're getting into like minute 41. So let's start talking about like the second half of the season. So like
shit, we've been all over the place.
No matter the suit, no, because you every time I was trying to make a point or whatever early in the show, you were like, no, we're gonna wait, we're gonna get to that.
So I'm sorry.
So it goes to show, regardless of whether or not you got the super serum or no, you can't save everybody. And only because he didn't fucking listen to Bucky when Bucky was like, nah, chill, let my mans do what he do. He said, let my mans do what he do. Had he just let his ego and sat his ego in a fucking corner, they would have been able to stop all the bullshit and his best friend, spoiler alert, wouldn't have fucking died. Because now he looks like a psychopath. So now you done seen your best friend just die in front of you. You don't know how to handle that shit. So of course you chase the first motherfucker you can find down. And again, the guy who he killed said to him, I didn't even do that. Like, that wasn't even me. And then he did that shit publicly. Publicly. But you know what? He is actually the representation of exactly America.
Mm-hmm.
A white raging psychopath.
Yep.
That is the definition of like the face of America. That is on brand for America.
Mm.
So his ego and pride was already hurt, which is probably what prompted him to feel as though he had to prove himself as far as trying to take Carly down, to which was unnecessary because it's like, listen, we all got our asses handed to us by the Wakandans. Like, I'm gonna need you to get the fuck over that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's just, it is what it is. They're the greatest fucking warriors in the world. Suck it up.
But I'd say Bucky and Sam knew they wasn't beating Dora Milaje. They was just like, yo, make sure they don't kill anybody.
Right. They just wanted to make sure this motherfucker kept breathing, you know, because they went to Zemo, and, you know, Zemo was like, slip right the fuck out while all of the chaos was ensuing. And I'm just like, you telling me nobody thought to grab this little motherfucker, because that's who they was here for. I'm saying, you know, once y'all grabbed a hold of him or whatever, they didn't
just like, oh,
the motherfucker that got him.
Thank you, foolish American, for allowing me to escape. That's exactly how that was.
My man really did just dip out. He's like, looks like it's time to go.
Then on top of that, I feel like for them, all right, so Isaiah Bradley talked to him and was like, yo, a self-respecting black man would never wear the stars and stripes in fucking Captain America. I don't blame him for the idea because of the experiences in which he's experienced. And Sam likes to pretend, because notice how he was like, yeah, I grew up in the South, yeah, racism, I get it, but, and there's like, no, there is no I get it, but, like, that shit is not a fucking game. And because he didn't experience that firsthand, and we talking about this was after World War II, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, he didn't experience what the world was then. And he thinks it's different now. It's like, how the fuck is it different now? You got profiled by the cops in the very first and second episode, not to mention you were denied a bank loan. Like, my guy, you're not noticing a pattern here, and they didn't give a fuck about who you were either. The only reason why the cops stopped harassing you was because they realized who you were. You get what I'm saying? Like, that experience will follow you. So for me, he didn't see it. He didn't see.
if Disney was really gangster, they should have played Jay-Z Still Nigga at that moment.
Yeah, I mean, or just like, or just not even like
just the song. Beat.
Yeah,
just
like,
the beat.
My skin is black. Literally, like, just because, like, I mean, that's why I'm not black.
Okay.
Because that's what it felt like. Like, I felt like he definitely, like, I'm sorry, but Sam and Sarah kind of gave me Terry Crews vibe when she was talking to him when they both. I'm sorry.
Come on.
I was getting Terry Crews vibes. Like, oh, nothing happened with me. It must be them. It must be those niggers. Like, when he got the job at America's Got Talent. And Gabby was saying, you know, what she was saying, whatever, and instead of just backing her up or just shutting the fuck up, instead, oh, no, no, couldn't be me, couldn't be me.
Oh, man. That burns. Oof. Scathing.
Well.
Scathing.
And I'm all for, you know, black people are not monoliths. We don't all have to have the same ideals or whatever. I don't even blame Sam for choosing to take up the Captain America mantle. Honestly, I wish he'd have spray painted that whole fucking shield black though.
And I kind of thought just, the Wakandans would have had so would have gave him something with some black in it.
Right. I was hoping like maybe when she gave him back the shield, like it would have been like, you know, something, but. You know, because my whole thing is this: why didn't he just go to Wakanda and just ask them, "Can you shape this into something else?" You get what I'm saying? Like, well, why is it that it has to be Captain America? You know,
because
what I mean?
Bucky was the one who called in the favor. That's why. Sam didn't even ask for that. It looked like he didn't even have intentions on fixing the wings that he had. He passed him off to the other dude who in the comic books actually becomes the next Falcon.
Which makes sense. Because, I mean, that kid is definitely super tech savvy and whatnot. But Sam, I will give Sam his due as far as like making a point to really point out a lot of that stuff and what was going on or whatever, especially on national TV. And I think that's part of the reason why the response and the fact that he saved them, the response was what it was. But I mean, they could take the bump for the cameras and shit, but like, you know, what they decide to do from that point, you know, behind closed doors is really what's going to matter. For a second, I thought that it was Steve who blew up that truck with all the super soldiers in it. And then I was like, wait a minute. I was like, and then when they showed Zemo in the raft or whatever with the phone call, like telling him it's done, I was like, oh, that was his man, it's his old ass.
That butler from the jet.
Right, and then I was like, oh, okay, got it.
Yeah, you so Zemo, I mean? Like,
I do, Zemo I still... do like, right, still got pulled. I do like that Sam did make his decision on his own without the external voices taking over. In his decision, mm-hmm. like him choosing to take up the Captain America mantle was solely his decision, because initially he was like, nah, I don't think I want that. And like over time of thinking about and then also seeing the wrong guy take up the mantle, mm-hmm. he was like, yeah, okay, all right, Steve. All right.
Can we talk about that? You know, when he got the shield back. Like when they fought John Walker to get the shield back, that moment when he was looking at him, he threw the shield there. Both me and Comic Boss thoughts were just like, Bucky in his head is just like, don't let anybody else, now don't give that shit away, bitch nigga. Like, he looked at him.
Yeah, that was definitely the look.
Just like,
yo, the one thing. There's two things I wanted to see though, just two things. If at the end of episode one, when they announced the new Captain America, they had Sean Evans, old Cap, sitting watching TV, like, what the fuck?
Right.
like he just sitting there like, oh, what the hell? Come on, man. And then at the end, right. when you see him in the when you see Sam in his suit and shield, you just see Sam's you just see Cap, old Cap, watching TV like, there we go.
Yeah, sitting next to his wife like, hey, look at this shit. Yeah. Look at this shit.
Sadly, Peggy would still be dead though, because Peggy Carter dies in she dies of old age and dementia in Civil War.
Nah, but he went back in time to actually live his life with her.
The Russos even point out, if you look at who was the pallbearers, there was one really old guy with gray hair. That was supposed to be old Cap.
Hmm. Interesting. But yeah. He did get to spend like his life with her.
He still did get to spend his life with her, and that was the important thing. He actually had a life.
I'm gonna throw out a hypothetical.
Okay.
What if he went back in time and then found out like she was just annoying ass? Like, she was just annoying ass bitch, and he didn't really like her. Like, yo, what if he went back, like, after all of that trouble he went through, whatever, and he found out this bitch wasn't even worth it? Like, you know how funny this motherfucker would have to be? But see, that was the first and only girl that he actually fancied, you know what I mean? Because he was still a virgin, and it's like, you're 100 and how old?
So that means it'll be time for a new series. Captain America, Fuckboy Years.
Yo, can you imagine? Can you imagine? I would like to see a timeline there. I would like to see that timeline. Fuckboy in the 50s.
The next one is coming out in June. I believe it's Loki. I'm going to be looking forward to that. Meanwhile, hopefully Nico will check out WandaVision in all of its Easter egg glory.
I might actually like take a look at that while I, you know, throughout my work week or whatever. I may actually check that out, because like, I don't know, the way y'all keep talking, the girls keep talking about Vision or Vision on Twitter.
Vishon.
You mean Vishon? Get that shit. Vishon, get that shit straight. Danny. Vishon.
Vishon. Danny. Yeah.
He came in there with the black turtleneck, you know, hand like this. Now, first one, me and Wanda don't talk no more. That's the first thing. In that old savory, we don't talk no more. I don't know what to talk.
But I would love for Neek to check that out, because we still as a collective haven't spoken on WandaVision, so we could do that in the future. Our next episode is going to be our obligatory Star Wars show, because it's going to be around May the 4th. May the 4th be with you. But Revenge of the 5th. Revenge of the Fifth. Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah, I'm here for that.
Again, we want to thank everyone for tuning in today. Be sure to check out Marry Me Junkies podcast, where all your podcasts can be found. Anything you'd like to say, Angie? Queen?
I definitely like to say a couple things. Tune in tonight at 9 p.m. for Real Talk with Queen Nick. This week we are talking taxes with our special guest Kamari. With our special guest Kamari. Damn, I am old. Please don't stab me, Kamari. I'm so sorry because I can't remember his last name at the moment. Ellis. There you go. Kamari Ellis will be our guest for tonight, talking taxes and whatnot. So that you guys
good can get
your taxes together. Definitely tune in on www.queennick.art. It is going down. Shop Serpentine Fire. That's serpentinefire.com. Shop Serpentine Fire. Serpentinefire.com. Download our app today. Both platforms. Join the Demon Army.
He would like you to join the Demon Army.
Follow me on Demon Engine everything, and yeah, get ready for the continuation of a series I did, which is called Watch Me Get Folded. Part one is out on Twitch. Part two is out on Twitch. I haven't done part three, because only then that will just make it a total of 13 hours. I've just gotten my ass fucking folded while trying to play Kingdom Hearts.
Getting folded like Sunday or Monday.
Bam. All types, yo, fam. Part two is called The Foldening.
Of course.
Go ahead, Corey.
Of course, you can always follow me on Twitch at SaltyLive215. And of course, be sure to follow AmeriMe Media at AmeriMe Media on Facebook and Twitch. And of course, the Twitter is still around. We're working on it. want everyone to take care of themselves and each other. Be well.
Mermaid Junkie. Oh, hey, sign off. Hello. This is America Freedom Eagle. Ah!